Where and Afnunim and Aleph brings down a brisa of Hatani Avram Chuzah in the form of Nuchti Yisam Elamin Haziburus. So it brings down the statement B'Shem Avram Chuzah. The Marzchis over here brings down B'Shem the Seder Adaris that he changes the Girsa from Avram to Avimi. Avimi Chuzah. And the question is, why did the Seder Adaris change the Girsa from Avram to Avimi? What was his hechach to change the Girsa? And the Marzchis wants to be Matziah that maybe he was bothered with the fact that how could he have an Amara by the name of Avram? We know the Gemara says in Brachos, called Akar Avram 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 Basay. Say there's an issue called Avram Avram, and for that reason it would not be mistaber that there would be an Amara with the name of Avram, and that's why he changes the Gersa to Avima instead of Avram. So that's what he wants to say in the perhaps the Svar behind the Seder Hadaris, which is a Gemara Kechidish, because the Pashas in the Gemara is called Akarla Avram Avram. Everybase is going on Avram Avinu. You're not allowed to refer to Avram Avinu as Avram. After his name changed from Avram to Avraham, you can't refer to him as Avram. But to refer to a different person as Avram, that we don't find that there's an Isser. So over here, this Amar, even if his name was Avram, Lechar would not be an Isser. You're not calling Avram Avinu Avram, you're calling Pliny Avram. Let Lechar not be a problem. So it sounds like from the Maritzchias that he understood, at least in the Seder Adaris, that this Isser of Kol HaKar Avram Avram, every Basay applies to everyone, not only to Avram Avinu, but you can't call anyone by the name of Avram. And there's a din about this in the Stei Chemin. The Stei Chemin glares a shaila whether it's only on Avram Avinu or maybe it would apply to everyone. And he brings him the Sefer Eris Elim in the beginning of Maseches Brachos that it's Mashma Midvarav that Issa would apply to anyone, not just Avram Avinu, even though it's not Muchach from what the Eris Elim says. But he understands from him that it would apply to everyone. But Al Kopanim from here, from the Smart Chias, would be a smach that Issa does not only apply to Avram Avinu, but it applies to any person, and you're not allowed to refer to anyone as Avram, not only to Avram Avinu. I just want to be misayim with the interesting aura that the Maritzchias makes over there. The Maritzchias says that it's Haloi Dabahu, that we don't find so many people, Bezman HaTanayim HaMarayim, that are Nikram L'Shem Avosenu, that have the names of the Avos. We don't have the name Aaron or God, Asher, David, Shlomo. We don't find HaMarayim HaTanayim with these names. And the Shaila is, why not? Now, the Hagob there points out that we do find a Amir by the name of Rabbi Aaron and Baba Kama and Menachis. So Rabbi Aaron, you do find David. I think the Archanim say you find David one time in the Ushami as well. But at least these other names, Shloima, God, Usher, and even the ones that you do find, it's not very common. So the Shaila is, why not? Why don't you find Amirayim that have these names? These are nice Chashma names. It's Haloi David that we don't find them. And the Maitzchias ends up saying that basically it's a Mikra. It just happened not to be anyone by that name, but there was no reason for it. But Al Kapanim, it's an interesting Hara why we don't find so many Tanoim or Amorim with these Chashva names of Avosenu.